federal punishment. Donald Grant was diagnosed multiple times as a schizophrenic. This is the state's third execution since the death chamber came back after a five-year hiatus. Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger is calling it a career in the NFL. He posted a video on social media making the announcement.
The journey has been exhilarating, defined by relationships and fueled by a spirit of competition. Yet the time has come to clean up my locker, hang up my cleats, and continue to be all I can be to my wife and children. I retire from football a truly grateful man.
The Steelers took Roethlisberger with the 11th overall pick in the 2004 NFL draft. He won two Super Bowls with them in 2006 and 2009. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
It's a cold night coming our way, and cold mornings, yep, going to be warming up as we get towards the end of the weekend. 50s tomorrow and Saturday. Chilly start, the morning lows somewhere to the mid-30s to the mid-40s. Partly cloudy Friday with the afternoon high tomorrow in the lower 50s. The reinforcement chill with gusty winds clearing up to Friday night into the upper 20s to the mid-30s. Followed by a sunny Saturday, low 50s. A sunny Sunday, high of lower 60s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Everyone needs a tax preparer, sometimes cash advance too. If you are in need of a qualified tax preparer or short on cash, Budgets to Goals can help you with your tax preparation and or short-term personal or small business financing needs. With cash advances up to $9,500, call Budgets to Goals Financial Services today. 504-274-7352. 504-274-7352.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
This game, do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your questions or comments to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Mike Hinson.
All right, welcome to another edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. Hope everyone is doing well today. I guess we should start with talking about some NFL stuff. Maybe a little bit, we have a little bit of Saints stuff to talk about, obviously, with Coach Peyton retiring. There has been a little bit of news with possible replacements for him. Again, I still believe that the replacement's going to be Dennis Allen, but, you know, the due diligence has to be done. So According to reports today, the Saints have requested to interview two assistants for head coach, one being former Saints assistant coach Aaron Glenn, who's currently the defensive coordinator for the Lions. He had left, with Dan Campbell when Dan came to be the head coach. So Aaron had went with him, and then so we have him and also Brian Leftwich, who has been with the Buccaneers as their offensive coordinator since 2019, and did a really great job with their offense. Obviously, having Brady and Mike Evans and Leonard Fournette and Chris Godwin and Gronkowski, that tends to help out a little bit. But they were ranked number 2 in total offense last year, number 7 in 2020. So those guys will both get a shot, and that's also in addition to the in-house candidates, Dennis Allen, offensive coordinator Pete Carmichael, and the defensive line coach Ryan Nielsen, and they can be interviewed at any other time. At any time. Also, the another person the Saints are wanting to interview is New Orleans native and Kansas City Chiefs offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy. But he can't be interviewed until the week after the conference championships. So there's a week off between the conference championships and the Super Bowl. So it'll have to wait until then. But again, I still am leaning towards Dennis Allen. I don't see, you know, really why there would be any reason not to hire him. But you never know. Pete Carmichael, I could also see, but again, like, I'm 99% sure Dennis Allen is going to be the guy to take over for Coach Payton. And then also some news around the NFL. A couple more head coaching positions were filled today, and one of them being the Denver Broncos hired Nathaniel Hackett, who was the offensive coordinator for the Green Bay Packers, which is interesting because, you know, there's been those rumblings of Aaron Rodgers leaving Green Bay and perhaps going, and Denver's always been one of the places that's been rumored that he would go. So Nathaniel Hackett becoming their head coach certainly makes things a little more enticing for Aaron Rodgers to move along and go somewhere else. And I believe that they don't have any issues with salary cap, so they can afford his $46.1 million contract per year. So that'll be something to watch. And then also we had the Bears, who Dennis Allen was supposed to interview with on Tuesday. They ended up not having him come, and that makes sense now because they hired the Indianapolis Colts defensive coordinator, Matt Eberflus. and apparently he was somebody that they really liked. And they just got a new general manager. I think it was Monday was announced that Ryan Poles was going to be the general manager. But he oversaw the final interview with Matt Eberflus. And everybody was in agreement that he was the guy. So, I mean, the Colts defense has been really, really good. And personally, I kind of thought that I leaned towards that they were going to go a little bit more in an offensive minded coach. But I mean, even as bad of a season as the Bears had, they still, I think, were ranked number 6th in the NFL in total defense. So, you know, this is a guy that, had the Colts playing really well on defense, and the Colts actually led the league in defensive scoring. So, you know, he's gonna step into a ready-made situation of having a great defense, and now it'll just be a matter of him being able to groom Justin Fields, and hopefully that I don't say hopefully, but maybe he can then build something around him. Because he needs to have some weapons, and they need a little bit of everything. They need wide receivers. Not really sold on their running game, even though David Montgomery had a good back end of the season. He was playing really well at the end of the season, actually, but I still don't trust him to be the guy, to be the number one running back on that team. So we'll see. They're definitely their work's going to be cut out for them, but they at least got their pieces in place, and they can start moving towards building something, and we'll see how that goes. One of the other people that interviewed for that position was Dan Quinn, former Falcons head coach and the defensive coordinator for the Cowboys. Obviously, with the Bears making their decision, I always find it funny. Like, there was an article that came out today that said that Dan Quinn has decided that he's going to stay in Dallas. So, you know, he interviewed twice. He had two interviews with the Bears, but you know, since they made a decision, I guess then he made the decision that he's just going to stay. So that was good for him, I guess. Whatever. And then the other big news, Coach Payton wasn't the only person to announce retirement this week. Ben Roethlisberger also made it official after 18 years that he was going to step away. And he sent a video post out that essentially announced his retirement. And so, you know, good for him. And truthfully, it was time. I don't think he had a whole lot left in the tank from the way it looked this season. And, you know, the Steelers are another team that if they get a good quarterback, you know, watch out. They could be right back in the mix of things. And, you know, they've got a good wide receiver core. They've got a good young running back. Got a pretty good defense. I think that they've got a lot of positive momentum, and they're just in that need of a quarterback. And I've also heard that they could be in the mix too for somebody like Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson. Cause I just don't think that, with us not having Coach Payton anymore, I was of Russell Wilson coming to the Saints, I don't see it now. I think at this point you're probably going to have Jameis Winston as the quarterback, and we'll see. Maybe they draft somebody this year. Truthfully, I don't look for them to draft a quarterback first this year. I look for them to probably wait till next year to draft a quarterback and give Jameis his opportunity to play a full year and see how it goes. And listen, he earned the right. You know, the Saints were playing well with him. I mean, truthfully, they could have been 7-0 when he got hurt. They had two bad losses to two bad teams, one being the Giants and the other being the Panthers. So, you know, I think he earned the right to at least give him another shot. And at this point, I think he's the best option. I don't believe, as much as I love Taysom Hill, I don't believe he's the guy to take over and lead. He's just not. As much as we all want him to be, he's better suited in the role that he's had, and I would expect for that to continue even without Coach Payton being there. So, all right, well, let's take a break, and we'll come back. We got some baseball to talk about. We got all kinds of stuff to talk about. So stick around. We'll be back with more of the Something to Say Radio Show right after this.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Join Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
Hey, Roz here. Have you outgrown your current square footage? In the market to start developing a real estate investment portfolio? Or are you a first-time home buyer with lots of questions about where to start? I'm Roz and Karamura with Ladder and Bloom. Whatever your real estate needs, let my experience and enthusiasm help guide you through every detail. I've assisted clients just like you on both sides of the lake. Call Rosalind Kermer at 504-473-8337, the agent that cares.
I'm only happy when it rains. I feel good when things are cold.
Welcome back to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. So there is some news about a new head football coach here in New Orleans. It hasn't been announced this afternoon. No, I'm not talking about the Saints. Unfortunately, we're not talking about the Saints, but we are talking about the New Orleans Breakers, the brand new USFL team. Larry Fedora was named head coach today, and he has 32 years of coaching experience. He was head coach at Southern Miss. And North Carolina. He was 34-19 with the Tar Heels and was 12-2 in 2012. So he'll be taking the reins as the new head coach of the upstart New Orleans Breakers. And you know, it'll be nice to have some football in the springtime. The season's going to start on April 16th. And the first year, though, however, there won't be any games here in New Orleans. All of the teams are going to be playing in one location. They'll be playing in Birmingham, which is going to serve as the league headquarters is going to be based out of there. So they're going to play all the games in Birmingham. And for those of you that remember, the Breakers, they originally were a USFL team, and they played in 84. They played in the Dome, in the Superdome, and then they eventually moved to Boston and then Portland. But they were 8-10 that first year that they were at the Dome, and they actually started the season 5-0. So it'll be interesting, you know. I'm all for other opportunities to watch football, and you know, and with the XFL coming around again, I believe they're going to start back up next year in 2023. I think it's great, you know. If there's an opportunity for more people to have an opportunity to play, I think it's wonderful. I mean, I was excited to watch the XFL whenever it made its comeback, and it was unfortunate that. Much like everything else, the pandemic shortened the life of the XFL the last go round, which was its second reincarnation after after it had a 1 year. I think it was only one season, I believe, in the early 2000s. And so Vince McMahon ended up selling it a couple of years ago, and which now is bought by Dwayne Johnson, aka The Rock. But I think it's great, you know, if, any opportunity to give these guys to play and gives us something to watch. And, you know, I would go check out a New Orleans Breakers game. Why not? What else is going on? You know, there's not much happening as far as sports in the spring. You know, you're still at the beginning of baseball season. You're at the tail end of hockey. And I think there's an opportunity for a team to succeed when the Saints aren't playing, especially in this city, because, you know, we have rugby out at the Shrine on Air line now. And I think it's great. You know, why not? And it'll be fun. I know, like, it always cracks me up watching, seeing the commercials for the rugby team, the Gold. You know, that it's an opportunity to go tailgate. Well, here's another opportunity to go tailgate, and it'll be fun. And look forward to seeing how it all shakes out. And I'm very curious as to see where they're gonna, when they do come and be able to play in their own market, where exactly in New Orleans that they're gonna play. I really don't have an idea. I don't think they're gonna be able to use the dome. I wouldn't assume that. And you know, maybe it's an opportunity to use the Shrine on Airline, but I don't know how that works with the NOLA Gold rugby team either. So we'll have to see where they're going to play. I mean, I guess they could probably play at Yulman, I guess. I would think. I don't know. I don't know how that would work with a professional team playing in a college stadium. I assume they could probably do that. And that would be, I think that would be the perfect size, really, for an upstart team like that. And it'll be fun. It'll be neat to be able to check out something like that, especially since I think we have an opportunity, you know, with basketball not really being what it needs to be right now, which talking a little bit about basketball real quick before we take a break, but the rumors are circulating that maybe Zion Williamson is close to making a comeback, because he posted on social media today that, or I'm sorry, it was yesterday, that he showed a picture of himself from a game, I guess last year, bringing the ball up the court. But he's been away from the team. He's had team trainers and stuff with him, but to help him get back and get rehabilitated. But I think him coming back would be a huge lift for the city right now with everything that's went down this week. I think we need something to enjoy. And granted, Mardi Gras, I mean, we're in Mardi Gras, we're in Carnival, but the parades really haven't started, although they'll get kicked off this weekend. I think it's the crew of Cleopatra will be rolling on Sunday, but you know, we have that to look forward to. But man, it'd be nice to see Zion Williamson back in the fold and give us something to cheer on. And maybe he can help out, and hopefully he's back to being 100%, because we certainly need him. So, all right, well, we need to take a break. We need to get some news. When we come back, we're going to talk some baseball, and specifically baseball movies, and also, of course, the Hall of Fame induction. The inductee was announced. I say inductee. There was only one. Was announced the other day, so we'll talk about that, and of course we'll wrap things up with some Florida Man tonight. So stick around, we'll be back with more right after this.
Where do I take this pain of mine? I run, but it stays right by my side. We'll be right back.
Dave, get up.
Huh? What?
Get up.
Why are you waking me up?
It's 8:30 a.m. We got a show on Everything Old is New Again. Our show is on the air at 9 a.m. this morning and every Saturday morning.
Oh, you mean it changed from 1 p.m. to 9 a.m.?
Yeah, WGSO 990 a.m. They would like us to wake up New Orleans every Saturday morning with Everything Old is New Again at 9 a.m. Come on, let's go.
All right, here we go.
Come on, you don't have to take a shower, don't anything. We'll do it on the air, don't worry. All right, we'll be here. Everything Old is New Again, 9 o'clock Saturdays.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. I'm here to warn you about telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Some of these scammers may say threatening things like you will be arrested if you don't make payments or provide personal information. Do not fall for these tricks. These calls are not from us. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you for information or money. If you receive a call like this, hang up. Never give the caller your personal information, like your Social Security number or bank account, or send money in any form, cash, gift cards, wire transfers, or prepaid debit cards. Report the call to our law enforcement arm, the Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov. Share this information with your friends and family.
Hurricanes and major flooding threaten cities, towns, and rural homes across the Gulf states. So chances are there will be more storms and floods near here again. And between school, sports, and social lives, chances are you won't be with your kids when it happens. Will they know what to do? Ready.gov/kids has all the educational tools and information to make the conversation easy. When the time comes, chances are they'll feel prepared, not scared. So talk with your family today.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. A 65-year-old Church Point woman is the 13th person in Louisiana to die in a home fire so far this year. State Fire Marshal spokesperson Ashley Rodriguez says they're investigating the cause of the deadly blaze that took place this morning in the Acadia Parish town.
And that a fire occurred in a den area, so a back living room area. And, of course, that's where she was located, near the back door, seemingly as she was attempting to escape the home.
Rodriguez says firemen believe the home had no working smoke detectors. The LSU Athletic Department actually lost money during the 2021 fiscal year. Revenues were down nearly $39 million. A lot of that reflected in a 52% drop in donations to Tiger Athletics. TigerAg.com editor Adam Hunsker says that this is definitely pandemic-related and the boosters will be back.
A lot of that was people batting down the hatches because of the pandemic when you look at it. But I think certainly that, with a full year under the belt, we get these numbers next year, they'll be better.
This is news on LRN.
People of Louisiana, Caesar is on the way.
Yes, the Caesar Sportsbook app is launching in Louisiana very soon. Get ready to bet on all the sports you love right from the palm of your hand. Sign up now using code RADIONEW, one word, and you'll get $300 in bonus cash to wager with as soon as Caesars is live.
Louisiana only, must be 21. Permit pending in Harris, New Orleans, Horseshoe, Bossier City, and Horseshoe Lake Charles. Not available in prohibited parishes. Paid in bet credits. See Caesars.com/promos for full terms. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-770-STOP.
Caesars Sportsbook. Soon, people, soon.
Anyone can get long COVID, even Rob, age 22.
I got COVID in September of 2020, and a few weeks later, I started to have long-term problems. I used to run 5 to 6 miles a day. Now, when I walk up a flight of stairs, I'm gasping for air. It feels like my brain is clouded and I can't think straight.
Getting vaccinated against COVID-19 is the best way to prevent long COVID. Learn more at voicesoflongcovid.org, brought to you by the Louisiana Department of Health.
My name is Eric Schein. I'm a former naval officer, a graduate of the United States Merchant Marine Academy at Kings Point, and former officer in the United States Merchant Marine. Listen to my program Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on WGSO AM 990. We get into the United States Merchant Marine, American flag shipping, the ports, and even things like the Council on Foreign Relations, which is very important information. Must listen in.
Join me, John Swisher, a.k.a. The Flaming Conservative, for Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya, Monday nights at 8 p.m. on WGSO and WGSO.com.
Good morning, class. A quick head count. Tiffany.
Here.
Zach.
Yup.
Steven. Is he absent again?
For many kids, just getting to school feels like a challenge. Staying through graduation is even harder.
That's where Communities and Schools comes in. A powerful community of caring adults, working with vulnerable kids in schools every day, helping them overcome the barriers that stand in the way of learning. Hunger, homelessness, health problems, and even emotional trauma. Communities and Schools. We're inside schools partnering with teachers and counselors, empowering at-risk kids by providing supportive relationships, doing whatever it takes to help them thrive in school and have brighter futures. Communities and Schools. We're in schools to help kids stay in school. See how we help all kids succeed at communitiesandschools.org.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Some other news in sports on Tuesday that wasn't involving Coach Payton was the fact that the Baseball Hall of Fame had their inductee announcement. I say inductee because there was only one this year. Despite Barry Bonds being the all-time home run leader and Roger Clemens having more Cy Young awards than any pitcher in history, neither of them were elected to the Hall of Fame due to the steroid scandal that both were involved in the early 2000s. And so now they spent 10 years on the ballot and now they're no longer eligible to be voted into the Hall of Fame. Now there is a veterans committee that I believe they reconvene again. And I want to say 2027, I believe. I think it's in 5 years, either 2027 or 2026. Either way, then maybe they could be voted in by their peers. I don't, you know, who knows? I think that it, if they do get in, it's going to be a while. I don't know if that'll be the time. But if they don't get voted in then, I believe that that committee only meets once every 5 years. So chances are really good that they're probably not getting in. Scott Rolen, he ended up getting, I believe it was 60%. Of the vote out of a 70, I think it was 63.5 or something like that, but he needed 75%. Anybody needs 75% of the votes in order to get into the Hall of Fame, but chances are good he probably will get in next year when some of these guys are taken off the ballot. Bonds, Clemens, Curt Schilling, all three of them were, and Sammy Sosa as well, all four of them were will be removed from the ballot. So that opens up the opportunities for other guys, you know, somebody like Scott Rolen. And it seemed to be the growing consensus after it was announced that David Ortiz was going in was that Rolen will probably get his opportunity next year. And there's really not a whole lot of first ballot folks that are guys that are going to be in next, that'll be put on the ballot next year that are really overwhelming. I know that Carlos Beltran probably being the biggest name that will be on the ballot for the first time. Francisco Rodriguez and let's see, who else? Those are, well, you also have John Lackey. He's not going to make it in. Jared Weaver, Jacoby Ellsbury, Matt Cain, Houston Street, Jason Wirth, Mike Napoli. There's really not a whole lot of frontline players that are going to be on the ballot. So I would assume somebody like Scott Rolen, possibly Todd Helton, Andrew Jones. Todd Helton ended up with 52% vote this year, and Scott Rolen got 63.2%. And then you have Billy Wagner, Andrew Jones, Gary Sheffield. I would say probably out of those guys, I would say that Scott Rolen and Todd Helton probably have the best chance. Alex Rodriguez, had it not been for the steroid scandal, I think he would have a lot better opportunity. Well, it's not really a scandal. He admitted to it, and he was suspended for steroid use. I have a feeling at some point in time he probably will be inducted into the Hall of Fame. It's so funny to me that these writers want to wait, and it's like it's a punishment to make them wait multiple years before voting them in. I don't know what lesson that teaches, because at the end results, what, you know, is the same regardless. If they were good enough to be voted in later, they should be voted, you know, that then you should just vote for them. But that's not, I don't have a vote, so it's not my place to say who's getting in and who's not getting in. But I would love to see Scott Rolen get in. I mentioned it the other day. I you know, to me, one of the best defensive third basemen to ever play the game. And his postseason heroics in St. Louis was super memorable. You know, he had the big home run against the Astros in Game 7 of the NLCS in 2004. And just an overall great player. He is in the Cardinal Hall of Fame, so it would be nice to see him in the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame. So let's talk about David Ortiz, and he's the only guy this year there is a few from the Veterans Committee that'll be going in, but as far as who was voted in by the writers, he's the only person. And last year there wasn't anybody that was voted in, so they still had players that hadn't been officially inducted in 2020 because of the pandemic. So those guys are the ones that got their day in the sun and in July and went in. But David Ortiz, he ended his career with 541 home runs. He hit .286 lifetime, and ended up with 2,472 hits. So I think it's the right thing to do. He like we talked about on Tuesday. He was one of the best designated hitters to ever play. So. And he was truly feared, you know, he was a game changer in those regards. And I think that if you have a player who was a game changer and a feared hitter, feared player, period, they probably deserve to be in the Hall of Fame, you know, with a few exceptions, obviously. But congratulations to him. And he'll be inducted in July. So, and then that brought me to something else I stumbled upon today. And I wanted to share it with everybody, but the according to Rotten Tomatoes, the top 35 baseball movies of all time. And I got to be honest, gang, I haven't even heard of some of these movies, and I'm not going to go through all 35 of them. But it is interesting where these movies landed. You know, for instance. The number 34 movie is called Game 6, and it was a movie, and it sounds like it's got, you know, you got a good cast with Michael Keaton and Robert Downey Jr. Never heard of that movie. And just going down the line, you see some of these movies like Tommy Lee Jones in the movie Cobb, 29. Yeah, that's probably about right. I remember that movie. It wasn't anything that really blew me away. I mean, the most memorable thing about it is I really didn't know because I was a kid at the time, but I didn't understand how much of a jerk Ty Cobb was. And, you know, it was very apparent in that movie. Now, here's a movie, though, that I can't see why it would be this low or high, depending on how you want to put it. But The Sandlot, that's such an iconic movie. I don't, being number 28, I figured that would at least be in the top 10. Such a good movie. I can't say anything about the sequels because I never saw them, and probably for good reason. And then you have a movie like Fever Pitch at 26, higher than what The Sandlot is. That doesn't make any sense to me. And then at number 23, A League of Their Own, which to me I thought was one of the best baseball movies ever made. And then you got 22 being 61, the movie about the home run chase. And you know, the Billy Crystal did. And you would think that that would be higher. And then you have The Natural at 21. Another great. That's a top 10 movie for sure. And then Major League, which is my favorite baseball movie ever, comes in at number 20 and has an 83% fresh rating from Rotten Tomatoes. Then you have It Happens Every Spring at 18, Fear Strikes Out at 19, Pelotero, never heard of it. That was number 17. And then you have the Dennis Quaid movie, The Rookie, at 16. I've seen that one, and it's okay. It's okay. I don't think it's better than A League of Their Own or Major League or The Natural. Then at 15, you have 42, which is the movie about Jackie Robinson, which was a really great movie. I wouldn't put it above those movies. 14, you have 8 Men Out, fantastic movie about the 1919 World Series and the Black Sox scandal. And again, I would think that would be a top 10 movie. Then you go to 13 with The Stratton Story. Never heard of it. Number 12, The Bingo, Long Traveling All-Stars and Motor Kings with James Earl Jones, Billy Dee Williams, Richard Pryor. I have seen that. It's a good movie. I don't think I would put it above all of the other ones that I've said. And then at 11, Field of Dreams. I mean, that's got to be, you know, a top three baseball movie ever. I mean, if you've watched that movie and haven't gotten a little misty-eyed, you know, I would say you're probably a robot. But I can't believe that's not higher. And then you have a movie called Up for Grabs that came out in 2004, about a documentary about Barry Bonds. Come on, give me a break. Number 9 is Bang the Drum Slowly. Heard of it. I don't think I've ever seen it. Has Robert De Niro. Then 8 is Everybody Wants Some from 2016. I never heard of that either. Number 7 is Sugar. Don't know anything about that. Take Me Out to the Ball Game, Frank Sinatra, Gene Kelly, and Esther Williams at number 6. The Pride of the Yankees, yeah, that's a great movie. The movie about Lou Gehrig, you know, that I could see being a top 5. Number 4 is The Life and Times of Hank Greenberg. Never watched it, but I can't imagine it being better than some of the ones that are way down on the list. And then number 3, Bad News Bears. Yeah, great movie. Bull Durham, also phenomenal movie. Top 3 for me. And the number 1 baseball movie of all time, according to Rotten Tomatoes, Moneyball. A good movie. Don't get me wrong. If you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it. But I would say top 10, not number 1 all time. So I don't know. Who knows? You know, I guess it's all personal taste, and I really don't know where, you know, what the standard and what the, you know, how each one is decided on. This is how it's all put into a list. But 9 times out of 10, whenever we see these lists, I like to talk about them on air just because they're so ridiculous. So, all right, well, we need to take a break. Let's come back. We'll wrap things up with our weekly edition of Florida Man. We'll be back right after this. Fear has come to light. Whatsoever I fought on came out alive. Just when every day seems to greet me with a smile, some spots are fading. Now I'm doing time. Now I'm doing time. Cause I fell on black days. I fell on.
The Mayhaw is the craft cocktail bar located in the historic St. Rock Market. Join us every day for happy hour from 4 to 7 p.m. and weekly specials like Tiki Tuesdays, Whiskey Wednesdays, and Thrifty Thursdays. The Mayhaw offers local craft brews and a robust and ethically sourced wine selection for enjoyment with your meal on the patio or for carryout. The Mayhaw is excited to present Mayhaw Mobile, a cocktail, beer, and wine delivery service. Learn more at strochmarket.com.
Enjoy your next happy hour with Roz and the Rocks. Fridays at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, this is Effie Chason with Revolution Realty. I know that buying a home, whether it's your first or fifth time, can be a bit stressful. Let my experience and knowledge make home buying or selling a joyful and memorable experience for years to come. Revolution Realty, now with three locations to serve you, Uptown, Downtown, and Metairie. Go to RealtyRevolutionNola.com or contact us at 504-309-7224. Come on and join the movement.
Moving, redecorating, let New Orleans Habitat help. The New Orleans Restore accepts donations of gently used furniture, appliances, cabinets, and more. Drop off your donation today at one of our two locations, 2425 Williams Boulevard in Kenner or 2900 Allegiant Fields in New Orleans. Or schedule a free pickup online at habitat-nola.org. Your donation helps provide affordable home ownership for deserving local families. Great stuff, great deals, great cause.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with winemakers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. When I'm on stage performing, it takes a team of talented people from all walks of life to make the show a success. I couldn't do it without everyone's help. When we embrace diverse backgrounds and work together as one, there's no challenge or problem too big to overcome. Our strength lies in our diversity.
This public service message has been brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Brian Diaz with the NOLA Drink Show. Join me as we explore the world of drink and food in New Orleans and beyond. Mondays from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on WGSO. Exclusive content at NOLADrinks.com. Cheers, y'all.
Maybe your portfolio should resemble your dinner. Slowly cultivated, locally produced, and sustainable.
Join us at 5 p.m. Mondays for the Slow Money Show. WGSO 990.
I've been waiting on a war since I was young. Since I was a little boy with a toy gun. Never really wanted to be number one. Just wanted to love everyone. Is it more to this than that? Is it more to this than that? Is it more?
Right, welcome back to the Something to Say radio show. And it's that time of the week that we always like to make a little trip on Thursday afternoon or Thursday evening to the wonderful state of Florida. So without any further ado, let's make that trip
down to Florida. We welcome you to the Sunshine State. They're kicking back and soaking up the rays every day in Florida.
All right, so here we go. And, you know, this always amazes me. And this isn't just a Florida thing, but it happens all over. I don't understand why in the hell people get, they'll go to the zoo and then they decide to climb the fence and get in there with tigers and lions and, you know, bears. Oh my. But why in the hell would you do that? But of course, this person hasn't learned a lesson from everybody else's mistakes. And this comes from WESH2. And this happened in Naples, Florida. The headline is Florida man attacked by tiger after entering enclosure at Naples Zoo. A member of a cleaning crew is being treated for injuries after being attacked by a tiger at the Naples Zoo. According to Collier County, well, that's a frequent destination of ours on Thursdays, the Collier County Sheriff's Office, the man who was in his 20s, entered an unauthorized area near a tiger that was inside its enclosure. The cleaning company is responsible for cleaning restrooms and the gift shop, not animal enclosures. The Sheriff's Office says preliminary information indicates that the man was either petting or feeding the animal. And again, just terrible ideas. Initial reports say the tiger grabbed the man's arm and pulled it into the enclosure after the man traversed an initial fence barrier and put his arm through the fencing enclosure. Deputies were called to the zoo just before 6:30 p.m. The first deputy on the scene kicked the enclosure and tried to get the tiger to release the man's arm from its mouth, but the deputy was forced to ultimately shoot the animal. And see, and that's just awful because, I'll finish the article and then I'll give my take. The man was seriously injured and was transported to a local hospital as a trauma alert. The status of the four-year-old Malayan tiger is unclear as it was treated in the back of the enclosure after it was shot. A veterinarian has sedated the animal and will examine it when it is safe to do so. Unfortunately, because this guy is an idiot, that poor tiger who was just being a tiger ended up getting shot. And hopefully they don't put that animal down because the animal hadn't done anything wrong. It's that guy who is an idiot who felt the need to go into an enclosure with a tiger. And that animal then has to suffer because that guy's an idiot. Just ridiculous. So I don't know. All right, let's move on. And it always seems like the good folks in Florida like to get upset over food. It happens so often. We talk about it all the time. And this comes from the New York Post. But the headline is Florida man arrested at Waffle House after alleged outburst over bacon. And let's see. Oh, this is from Cape Coral, Florida. A Florida man was arrested last Wednesday for allegedly causing a disturbance at a Cape Coral Waffle House over the way his bacon was cooked, according to report. You better cook the blanking bacon right, Martin Jose Alvarez is accused of yelling. Police said Alvarez was upset about how his bacon was delivered. The Tampa Free Press reported that Alvarez is accused of shouting racial slurs at the workers and resisting officers until they threatened him with a taser. Reports say that Alvarez, 28, is facing charges of disorderly intoxication, resisting an officer, and simple assault. He's currently held at the Lee County Jail. I mean, all that over bacon. And, I mean, is bacon really, no matter how you cook it, is it ever really bad? You know, it's like pizza. Even the worst pizza is still pizza. And I don't think it's worth getting arrested over because your bacon, and I'm sure this was probably a late night dining excursion after having a few adult beverages. I mean, obviously he was charged with being disorderly intoxicated. So chances are probably pretty good that it happened pretty late at night. At least that's about the only time I've ever been to Waffle House, so I speak from experience whenever I say that it was more than likely a late night excursion after some adult beverages. All right, let's see, what else do we have? Let's keep it on the breakfast front. This comes from Channel 12 News, doesn't say where it's out of. Interlation, Florida. Florida woman breaks into house for coffee and eggs. Three children in Northeast Florida woke up to the smell of breakfast, but the meal didn't come from their mom. The Putnam County Sheriff's Office says a woman broke into the home late last Saturday and made herself breakfast. Deputies said a mother of three left for work, leaving her children aged 16, 10, and 7 home alone. The teen woke up and found a stranger in the kitchen. The mother came home and found Wendy Kaufman in the kitchen, drinking coffee and enjoying a plate of eggs. According to the sheriff's office, the mother asked Kaufman to leave, and she replied, not without her daughters, referring to the three kids. The sheriff's office says there is no family connection between the suspect and the mother. Kaufman, 51, waited on the porch for deputies to take her to jail. She's facing charges of burglary of an occupied dwelling. The sheriff's office wrote on Facebook that Kaufman is now enjoying breakfast, lunch, and dinner at the jail, but there's no word on how she likes her eggs. So chances are good she probably doesn't care for them that much. So that's it. whatever.
All right, let's we'll wrap it up. Mike and I will be back tomorrow night with more of the Something to Say radio show. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about. We're going to talk more about Coach Payton. I want to get Mike's take on it. And, of course, we have Whiskey Tango Foxtrot and who knows what else. So that's going to do it for us. And until tomorrow, let's just play Gloria.